Dear people, hello. Thanks for staying that long, and thanks for bearing the heat and joining us in our beautiful content. In our last episode for this year, we're going to do a special event. This event has a lot to do with what we are living outside the tent, the sun that we are seeing, that on the Fusion it hasn't rained for once. And we would like to introduce 2019 as the year that goes down in history as the year in which the climate change was slowed down. Yes. Do we want that? Yes. So, Elena is going to make a short presentation about the content of the workshop or of the event now. And then we're going to have some guests from different groups that work for our planet. And we're going to discuss with them and you what are the next steps to make 2019 the year where we slow down the climate change. So, give it up for Elena. Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't know we do it in English, but yeah, okay. All right. Every disaster movie starts with the government ignoring a scientist. You might have seen some disaster movies, and you can imagine how the end would look like. So we are right now at the turning point where either we can save the world or not. So, and who of you joined my presentation yesterday? Who already knows? Not so many. All right, this is very good. So we're here for the meet and greet for Sundays for Future with the groups Fridays for Future. They are still sleeping. But we have here Ende Gelände, Extinction Rebellion, and Reclaim the Power. So these are your groups. You can join maybe today. And for all of you who weren't here yesterday, this is a projection of our future. And the projection shows different scenarios. The blue one is the best case, so we can live on a long and happy life, and also our children and grandchildren. But with our current emissions, we are right on the track from the red, worst case scenario. And as I explained yesterday, if the world is warming up to 4 degrees, we are now at 1.1 degree compared to the pre-industrial temperature. So if we warm up to 4 degrees, this is not compatible with civilization anymore, because we all will fight for clean water, for nutrition, for food, and also for safety against droughts and floods, and also for energy. So we should not aim to the 4 degrees. And the big problem is if we reach 1.5 degrees, the likelihood that we reach that the Earth is warming faster and faster is bigger. And if we reach 2 degrees, the likelihood is much bigger. So this the warmer the world gets, the faster we go into a feedback system which is warming the Earth more and more. And this, we should avoid this. Otherwise civilization will end. And it will end roundabout within the next 100 years. So we really, really have to avoid this kind of feedbacks. And the bad news is 10% of the world population is emitting 90% of the greenhouse gases. And these 10%, these are the Europeans and the Americans. So this is all of us sitting here. On the other side, we are the ones who can change the world, who can make a difference. And well, it sounds very big, but we could save the world by our action and by being aware and change our carbon footprint, this one here. And I have an example here from the average German footprint, which is about 12 tons of carbon dioxide each year. So every one of us emits such a big amount of carbon dioxide, and the 1/3 of this, this dark red one here, this is consume. So everything beginning with the smartphone, a blue jeans, a big television, a big holiday, and things you buy and then you throw away because you don't like them anymore. And all that stuff, this is consumed, and it makes up 1/3 of your carbon footprint. So these are things nobody needs of us, and we could reduce. There are many, many things, and I'm sad this is all in German. There are many tiny things you can do in your life. You can switch to renewable energy. You can buy products who last long and not are single-use plastics, for example. You can use a bottle many times. You can buy second-hand clothes. You can do food sharing or go containering. You can save food. You can buy vegetables which grow in Germany and are seasonal and not are flied around the world, like avocado, coffee, cocaine, and chia, salmon, all that stuff. So this is, it produces a very, very big carbon footprint. And these are many tiny things you can do and which also make you happy because you meet lots of people, you save money. I did it, and yeah, I have more money than before. So, and you can also join political action, which we will talk about soon. And there are some things you could think about before you do them. For example, buy a flight for 20 euros to get a sunburn and skin cancer in Mallorca, and eat bad food and get diarrhea. Oh, you cannot read it. Damn it. Okay. No, we improvise. So, So the biggest issue in your carbon footprint is, you already know it, it's flying and cruising. So if you fly from Frankfurt to Sydney, you emit 10 tons of carbon dioxide. And if you look back on your personal footprint, like here, your normal footprint is 12 tons. Then you go to Sydney, so you have 22 tons. And the homepage where you can find this calculator, it's the Umweltbundesamt, they recommend to emit 1 ton a year. So we have to draw down our footprint to 1 ton. This is very hard and almost impossible. So you can do many things. And I think I lost track. Everything is improvised today. So we have a question for you. How can we make 2019 the turning point in human and climate history? Because there are no humans if the climate is broken down. And we have lots of sheets here. And Yasa, do you like to assist me? Yeah, so maybe you can form some little groups and think about what you in your personal life can do to reduce the carbon footprint, but also what you can do to join some political action, because we can change our lives, but the big industry like RWE, you know them, they will continue to emit carbon dioxide, and some stupid people will continue to give them their money for energy. So it's not enough to change your personal life. You have to take action, political action. And yeah, this we will discuss later.
Thank you, Elena. To give you a little bit background about the question that we would like to ask you, the same question is written here, and we are giving you the chance to write 3 things that you can contribute. And when you look in 20 years, you would ask yourself, what have I done in 2019 to slow down climate change? You might remember this day, you might remember the fusion, and you might remember the last day on the continent and say, well, today I sat down, I thought about it, and I've seen that, yeah, maybe 2-3 points in my life I can just change or work on changing so our climate can function better and our species can continue to live on this planet. What do you say? Okay.
You're so motivated. To motivate you more, I will continue to run this video of this calving glacier in Greenland. If the whole ice cap of Greenland melts, we will have a sea level rise of about six meters. This is not so much. Only Hamburg will drown, New York, Amsterdam, Shanghai, Mumbai, what else? The Mekong Delta, also people in Bangladesh. There will be about 10, 20 million sea level refugees, and yeah. But if we imagine that whole Antarctica is melting down, there will be no LERTs and there will be no fusion anymore. So think about what you can do and to avoid this kind of shit, because global warming sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, now you may write down your ideas.
Now, you have two options. So either, well, actually three, let's say. Either you be quick and you take the notes and just write them now, if you are, well, able to think about three things that you could change in your life, and give them back to us during this panel, and then we're gonna share them with you. That's the first option. The second option is you could keep it with you until the end of the event, and then we can gather them from you and then put them on the website of the content later. But that's gonna take a little bit time, and we would like you to be even quicker. That's why the third option is you just take it and take it home with you and maybe keep it somewhere on the fridge and just remind yourselves that we would like to change something in our lives. We already have two.
Three.
Okay, you have to explain me the third thing. Do you like to? Don't believe the nuclear industry that CO2 is the main problem.
Yeah.
Wollen wir das öffentlich machen, oder?
Können wir machen.
Ja, okay. Why is CO2 not the main problem?
Yeah. We are losing too much vegetation. It's about 800 square kilometers every day. That's the size of Berlin. And of course, this is starting to change the climate. So if you start with deforestation, you get sensible heat instead of evaporation. It's like this tent, yeah? If you are below a tree currently, you have 35 degrees. I measured now 55. So there was a huge campaign in the 70s already from the nuclear industry. It's a propaganda why they are so environmental friendly, yeah? That they don't emit carbon. And I think you have to be careful that you don't step into this connection. If you read the climate protocol from Paris, you won't find any the word water and forest, just reduction of emissions from deforestation. So it's a reductionism in the whole climate debate currently going on. And as in Paris, you know, the nuclear industry in France has 80%. So the largest, from this climate debate, the largest influence was from the nuclear industry in Paris. 2 years ago, I was there. Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
I was busy, sorry.
Yeah.
But this is a very, very good point. So nuclear energy is not an option for us.
It's not an option.
Because
yeah.
It also emits carbon dioxide. To get uranium, you have to destroy the nature, definitely. And it's just not safe, and it's not for the future.
Yeah, but you need...
And we need forests, yeah.
You need to believe in the carbon debate that...
No, you don't
this
need to believe.
Changing.
There are facts. this is the awesome thing about it.
Yeah. So yeah, but I don't believe that carbon emissions are the main problem.
Oh, no, they are. Yeah, because, you know, 160 years ago, John Tyndall found out what the greenhouse effect is and how it works. And 1896, there was a very interesting study about how carbon dioxide exactly is working. And you can exactly calculate the relation between carbon dioxide and the temperature we observe in the atmosphere, and it is exactly how it was calculated before. But what you mentioned, the deforestation and the destruction of the water cycle, because forests are very important to keep water circling, to evaporate and precipitate and all that stuff. This is also one of the many, many different parts of the climate system, and all they work together, and it's very important that we don't leave this out.
So but that's why yeah. the first time I just wrote plant trees. So you need to plant trees. Currently yeah. you are doing the opposite. So you are losing 450 square kilometers every day. And it's the problem of biomass use. So don't use biomass. For example, if you eat here now, you get lots of spoons from wood. I think it's a larger problem than having spoons from plastic. Yeah, this is a discussion. Yeah, okay. But from wood, you burn it down later. So we are burning down currently 450 square kilometers of forest every day. Yeah, for example, if you exchange your heating system, you just believe that it's carbon friendly and carbon neutral, but you are doing with public subsidies the opposite. So you're burning currently down the Russian forest, for example. They're imported here in Germany. So we are importing too much biomass, yeah, like palm oil in the diesel, and wood pellets, and paper, for example. Everyone from you has per capita 250 kilogram of paper every year. This is your consumption. Yeah. 80% is imported. Yeah, this is a huge problem we have.
Yeah, I'm just going to interrupt for a minute, like to loosen up the discussion. I mean, yeah, and then come back to our calmness that we had in the beginning. And just tell you one small notice that when you give us the paper, you're going to pass in front of the camera, and I hope it's okay for you because this will be on the internet. So if your face shows to the camera, please tell us, then we can remove it, pixelate it, or... cut the whole scene, for example. Yeah. Do we have another point that we can say?
I would say we invite all the groups.
Are we ready now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to call
I like this podium. Point. Encourage people to fix and reuse their own old clothes. Yes. Thank you for that, because it's a very creative process. And we have so many, we produce so many things in life we do not use. Maybe you heard about it, that H&M and all that stores, they throw away the clothes because they cannot sell them, because the people don't need more. They have enough. They are, yes, they are fed with all that stuff. Yeah.
So.
Okay, thank you very much. How do we continue now?
We're going to continue by inviting our guests, our spontaneous, beautiful guests who agreed to join us today on the panel. Sophia from Reclaim the Power UK. Give it up for Sophia. And Geoff from Extinction Rebellion. Thank you.
Hello. We've come here from the UK to talk about a climate camp. That's coming up end of July. And Reclaim the Power is a group that's basically focused on stopping extraction industries, because we think that they're really bad. And we just keep taking more and more things out of the ground, and it's causing so many more problems. We've been protesting for a couple of years, and we have had great impact by protesting. So protesting does work. And each year we have a climate camp that brings everybody together so that we can work on the particular type of extraction that we're against, and then also continue to connect with each other and build our movement stronger each year. So the climate camp that we've got coming up at the end of July is not also just what we've been doing before, which is concentrating just on the extraction industries, gas, coal, power stations, Drax power station, and other ones. But also now we're trying to link with groups who are suffering because of the, who are doing work on the migrant crisis as well, and linking the fact that climate crisis and the migrant crisis are also the same, linked, they're very, very much linked. And this is our like progression now moving forwards of what we want to do. So I filled in this piece of paper as well, and the first thing I put is for us all to attend climate camps, or if I don't know if people have been to one before, then have a look on this table over here. There's there's like, I think I can see like 5 or 6 different climate camps that are coming up this year. Free the Soil, about the fertilizers, the toxic fertilizers that are used in the soil, Ender Glende against coal extraction, and our flyers, the pink flyers on the end, are for our camp as well. But if you search our group, Reclaim the Power, if you're ever in the UK and you want to go to UK climate camp, come and join us. You can be a volunteer, you can come just to help the camp, you can come just to connect or just to educate, or you can come to be part of the action. Either side, just get to climate camps.
Thank you, Sophia. I have a follow-up question to this. How is the connection between the UK activists and the other European groups? And did you find, for example, channels to connect to people here on the Fusion Festival? Could you tell us about this?
So maybe 4 years ago, I attended Ender Glende after attending a climate camp for Reclaim the Power against coal and learning more. I didn't know much about extraction against coal. I learned a lot at that camp. And then I thought, I'm going to go. A lot of my comrades were coming to Ender Glende. There was a big group of us that came in minibuses and Flixbus across. And even Ender Glende was supporting by having coaches in different parts of Europe that if you didn't have an income, you could also apply to say that you don't have an income and you could just still get on the bus and that you could take you straight to Ender Glende. So for me, I didn't realize, like, okay, near me there's fracking, near me there's a lot of the water I can't swim in because it's been polluted by the soil that falls into the water, but it's not just local. Like, actually the problems that we cause, like this new power station that we're doing work around this year for our climate camp, is actually going to be an international problem because of the amount of pollution that's caused. And therefore, by joining our comrades in Ender Glende, there's like then thousands of us rather than hundreds of us doing an action, because all of us are joining to one camp. And in actual, it's a solidarity between the countries. And what's interesting is, like, the pollution spreads between the countries, and so, like, why don't we support each other as well from country to country? There's some great people that I've met through the climate movement that just start linking each other together to have this connection to go there. And the more time you put into it, the more people you meet, the easier it is to sort of move around and find different people in different camps.
Thank you, Sophia. We're going to take a little break and we're going to read one of the papers to see the 3 points that are written there and what is happening in the minds of our audience as an idea. Would you like to read one, Elena?
Yes, I see lots of very fantastic ideas, like vegetarian or vegan food, do not burn anything. This is nice, but when we eat, then we burn things. Use way less plastic. This is a very important point, because plastic is a product of the oil industry, and plastic does not directly emit carbon dioxide, but it harms the environment, especially the ocean. And I have a friend, she's working on microplastics, and she says, even if you try to take out the plastic of the ocean again, you destroy all the microorganisms, because they already adapted this as their natural environment. So if you put in plastic or if you remove it, both ways are bad for the environment. So we're in a very, very bad situation already. So please avoid plastics. I see lots of plastic bottles, and I believe that you use them minimum 200, 300 times, and then you recycle them. I also have a plastic bottle, but it's not a single use, it's a 200, 300 use bottle. So sometimes we don't have the option to be plastic free, but we should do everything we can do for this. And organize, don't stay alone. This is why we're doing this panel here. There is a workshop at 2:30, a workshop on solar energy. At the bunker on the other side. Yeah, it's you. Okay, all right. So follow this guy afterwards. Hitchhike more. This is very nice because you spent time in the nature. Tell people what's happening. Yes, I really like to... I hope you take something home from this panel and talk to your friends, your neighbors, your family about that we have to do something and share in your social media and stuff.
Blah, blah.
Buy local foods. This is very good. As I mentioned, coffee and cocaine are bad for the environment. I also drink coffee, yes, Emma.
I think we've read too many. Yes, we're going to leave this room as inspiration.
Fight racism. This is also important. And there was another one. Oh, clothes we already had. Yeah, I ran out of options, yeah.
We should let a few for the next break.
Okay. Oh, there's
we have some more. Okay.
So, Ende Gelände?
Ja.
Hi. Ende Gelände.
Hi. Yes, don't know what I want to share with you. I think mainly that sometimes when I look at the danger of climate change and see that we are on the brink of total catastrophe, I think it's really hard to see that and not feel powerless and frustrated. So for me to organize and fight for a sustainable future is also something for my emotional well-being. Because we can't and won't change the climate crisis with our consumption. We can't do it alone, and it's not like it's our moral thing that lasts on us individually, the problem of climate change. And it's also not something that we share here in the room each equally. And it's not just about knowledge. So in generally, like for example, in Germany, the average person who votes for the Green Party emits more CO2 than the average person that is poor. Just because the majority of people that vote for the Green Party earn more than the average people in the society. And because they earn more, they consume more, and because they consume more, they have a bigger footprint of CO2. Although they think, well, I buy in the organic shop, I do some things differently. So it's a society problem that is deeply rooted in the idea of capitalism and the idea of industrialization. And we need to bend together with our neighbors, with our friends, and just stop this madness somehow. We need a climate revolution. We need to rise up. And honestly, I don't have the answers how it can be possible to, like, Rizzo, I think, said it very wisely in his video. We have 8 more years of our whole carbon budget that we can spend, and then we are way above 1.5 degrees rising of temperature. So let's start to use these 8 years for our children and for the future and for a society that is not one part of the society like fighting off the people that can't live in their parts of the world anymore because their parts were destroyed totally and you can't farm there anymore. The desert has spread so much. That's for me is a horror, like a future of totally barbarism where different people fight against each other because there are not enough resources on the planet. So we have the time and the possibility to change things. And I think, like for me, the last year was very, very much work, but there was already a big change, although it didn't manifest in any concrete change on the political level. I think what we are changing at the moment is like the foundation of the thinking in the society, and if we can organize and keep on, then I think we can overthrow this government and overthrow this way of production. And I think one first step is to help Fridays for Future to come out of the summer holidays, because it's a young movement, but I think it's very, very important at the moment. It's like in the keystone in our strategy to change. And they are openly calling for a general strike on the 20th of September. They said that it can't be anymore just on the young people who strike every Friday. And they are calling for everyone to strike together with them from the 20th of September until the 27th. Yeah, and I think I will join them.
My vision of the global strike is that the whole public life will be standing still for one day on the 20th of September. I hope we can do this. To show the world what will happen if we don't act now, this year, 2019.
Okay. Shall we continue with some readings? Or I would say, can we make another round of writing, but this time without using imperative verbs, but be more subtle, be more concrete about the things you want to change, go more personal. Let's say in your own life, you might be not involved in politics or activism, but in your own life, what can you do? What you think there's something that's disturbing you about the climate in your life that you would like to change? And if you would like to write these, it would be great to go more on that level of engagement. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. But maybe I can read out some more here. Drive no car, go public transportation. This is also very important. And transportation is very, very important because we go by bike. Oh, that's a lot. Oh, wow.
See, it's working.
Stop using hippie shirt. Nee, shit.
Hippie shit.
Yeah. Educate about. Sorry, I have to read it first. Go on, please. Educate about international distribution
maybe,
system.
Would you
discuss
like
liberal
to
philosophy.
Read it yourself,
okay.
To the audience and share it with them. Okay. Once you're done, Elena.
Yes. It's a lot.
I can do it now. Can you send me in the video?
Sorry?
Can you send me later in the video?
You
no,
can
you
stand
can
here.
Stand.
You're outside of the camera and you can just talk.
Hello, dear audience. Hello, everybody. I wrote this piece of paper and I started with stop hippie shit. Why? As our colleague mentioned, you know, with the wood that comes from Russia and destroys everything there, we have this mini bureaucracy of doing good. Buy here, buy this, stop that, buy wood, destroy Siberia, whatever. This is a trap. Individualism can, it don't must, but it can be a trap. So we are aware of the global destruction, and it would be wonderful if you inform each, educate, not inform, educate about ways of actual things in the industry, how they work, what is possible. One dimension, in Africa, in Central Africa, from east to west, there is a forest being planted step by step, 8,000 kilometers, get this, 8,000 kilometers for the African Green Belt Project. Keep this in mind, look it up on YouTube or whatever, the African Belt Project. It would be wonderful if Fridays for Future, Extinct Rebellion would promote this. In between China and Mongolia, they try to stop the desert. Things are possible, you know? And this is what I wish that, think that all children who know that Fridays for Future exists would say, oh yes, I heard that there is the alternative Nobel Prize. You know, you heard this. This would be wonderful. And this would be an actual thing. Think that every child that knows Fridays for Future knows that they will know or knows that there is an alternative Nobel Prize the alternative one. And so I just please you to think big and don't get trapped. Don't get trapped with individual solutions, you know, because then, you know, I don't want to defend liberalism too much, but we have a philosophic problem when we just say that when we push other individuals to tell them what to buy, what to do, what and so on, you know, we don't want that the government is coming to us and say wear this shirt or don't, you know. So it's philosophically a huge problem by all morals that I really understand. But the subversion, the subversive power of ecology, that shouldn't be flattened by ourselves. If the fucking conservatives are doing it, okay. But, you know, keep on rolling.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have some more answers, and finally, I got the answer I wanted to have. Or almost. Here it says, avoid flying where a train is possible. So, of many answers aim to your private consume and go to nutrition and clothing and consume, which is very, very good. But I have to say it, flying is one of the biggest pollution we can avoid in our private life. I showed the carbon footprint. Maybe you can show it again. And I already said it again. We emit more or less 12 tons a year. And if we fly to Sydney, we emit 10 tons more. So if you stop flying, you can really do an impact. If you go from meat eating to vegan, you reduce your footprint from your nutrition footprint from 1.7 ton to 0.9. So this is already a good step, but it's not enough. It's not enough to go from 12 tons to 1 ton. So please, I also travel by plane. Yes, this is very ugly. But I could travel 10 times a year to go shopping in Madrid, yeah. But I just don't do it because it's not necessary. So you have to think about the things which are really necessary. And if you don't have to fly, don't do it. I'm sorry, but it's physics.
Yeah.
I go to a conference. And yeah. We already talked about having online conferences, and we, in the scientific community, the online conferences are growing. But we also meet at conferences, and for this we have to fly. And oh yeah, this is good. Thank you. I would say we talk about it. Yeah, but
to flying.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a good progress that is coming to fighting, let's say, in the institutions, especially in Germany, that many universities now are declining to reimburse the flight tickets for the people they invite or for the people who work there. If they have some Dienstreise, work, travel, yeah. So now some universities are denying this completely. So you cannot fly anymore and get reimbursed. They are encouraging you. And we should also work in our institutions, wherever you work, to also promote this and to also talk about the danger, the how big the footprint of flying is, and then try to cut it as much as possible. We have a question.
What
do you have? It's an answer. Oh.
Yeah, but I work at the Research Institute for Climate Research, and since 2018 we do a carbon dioxide compensation for every flight we have to do. The compensation, there are several websites. So you can in German you call it Ablasshandel. You can pay money. if you, for example, if you fly and you emit 10 tons of carbon dioxide, you can pay money, and then this money is going into projects which reduce carbon dioxide. One of the most famous homepages is Atmosphere, but also Plant a Tree, I guess, and sorry?
Climate Calculator.
Climate Calculator, okay.
You basically put the input where you flew from to, and then they tell you how much carbon.
So you can calculate how much do I emit from Frankfurt to Sydney and back, and then you can pay an amount of money, and they reduce this amount of carbon in other places in the world with project, ecological projects. So. It doesn't solve the problem itself, but it's much better than to do nothing. But now there is a
I wanted to add something. If we want to tackle flying, don't think about going on a shopping spree in Madrid. Don't only think about that, because nobody that I know does that. But my friends, some of them are in academia, so they go to fly to conferences or have to meet clients internationally, and that's why they fly. So if you do want to tackle flying, also consider not flying for work, or consider if this is the work you want to do. If you really want to put effort into a career that is based on that.
Yes, that's a very good point.
I mean, the conference call was one solution for that.
I don't know if it's right, but I heard that the amount of travel, business travels is shrinking, because the people save money and they do online conferences, and it's a very good sign. But about the flying, someone wrote here, Berlin, London, Berlin, back and forth. By plane, you pay €60, and by train, you pay €650. So this is also a big problem. The support or the not support of alternative transportation.
May I add my point? Engage myself here. I was thinking about three things to do. Actively, regardless of what you do in your life, first of all, you should go to art. You should engage yourself in art, promote art in the society so you can tackle the climate issues. Because art is a very powerful tool that can bring people together, and that can create actions that can support as well other groups, and that can maybe raise awareness on large scale of groups of people. That's number one. Number two, if you have access to research, if you have access to new startups that are looking for or that are researching about products that are more ecological, then please support them and join them, because the more eco-friendly products we have, the less they will cost eventually, and the more or the less you will be depending on CO2 emissive products. And in this case, we will have to conquer the market, let's say, and produce as many new products, eco-friendly products, as possible. That's why, for example, today heating is done by oil, because solar panels still cost too much. But if we support solar panel research, then we can be producing way much better panels, and we produce way more energy, and we save from the burning oil, and we burn less oil, and in this case, well, it will help as well a little bit. We have some questions. Shall we take them?
We also have to talk with Extinction Rebellion.
I know. I'm not forgetting you, Geoff. We're going to come back to you, but we have some breaks first.
Yeah. Thank you. I just wanted to say, I think it's much more about refusing than about doing, I don't know, it's better to reuse things than to produce eco-friendly new things. So it's more about, this is the point, I think.
Yes.
So everything else is like a green light, you know?
I'm not talking about the existing products. I'm talking about new products, new trends that are
innovation and
exactly.
inventions. Yes, but if you go home from the fusion and you look at all the stuff you have at your home, there are so many things. You don't have to buy new things. There, do you have enough plates? You have enough cups? You have enough clothes in your closet? So, you really, really don't need more than the things you already have. So don't buy new things. Buy secondhand, reused stuff, but not new things. And you have to pull out the money, don't pay the people who destroy the planet. So don't buy new things.
I also wanted to make a comment. I think it's very nice. Personally, I think it's very good if people think about how they consume or how they individually interact with their environment. And for example, be vegan or something like that. But on the other hand, I think there is no such thing as we. And as Jonas pointed out, climate change is an issue that not only affects people very differently, depending on their gender, on their racial discrimination, on their class and other things, but also these aspects also influence the ways how people can stop climate change. Like if people argue about changing their patterns of consume, then it's only possible if people have money to buy fair stuff, for example. And some people cannot do that. So, and also I think at some point it's very important that people that societies change their ways of consumption. But I think in this moment in which we are now, it is much more important and much more urgent to unite, to get together and organize politically to change the pressure, or like to build up pressure on governments and companies, because what they are doing right now is they're like, on the fusion, you don't see any advertisement, right? But if you go out, if you leave the fusion tonight or tomorrow, you see like, I don't know, like hundreds of square meters of advertisements, which tell you to buy things more ethically and better, whatever. And I think this is just a lie. What really needs to be done is, to stop capitalism, stop profitable economies. And we have to do this by organizing, by getting together and doing things like Extinction Rebellion or Ende Gelände or Fridays for Future does.
Thank you. Do I have to? Okay, that was our question break. And now we come to Geoff and Extinction Rebellion.
Please. Hi, very nice to meet you guys. Actually, I met already many people throughout the last days on the Fusion Festival site, because sometimes on the daytimes I took my nice blue flag that I got from the International Rebellion in London with me. And it's super great always to see how many great people already joined the climate movements. This one or other ones doesn't really matter in the end, but great and important to see that something is changing, some people are getting into this thing. I have some bad news and some good news. Maybe start with the bad news. Most parts of our discussion so far were a lot about what can we do individually in our lives. It's nice to think, to talk about these things, because it's easy. It's totally easy. Like, everybody from child's age basically knows or feels what is good or what is bad when it comes to environment. Many other things you can learn easily, like reduce plastic, reduce, flying somewhere. It's easy to do these things in the end. Maybe in some situations easier than in others. But the bad news is this is not enough. You're not a political activist. You're not helping to tackle the climate crisis if you reduce one or two flights. I'm very sorry to say this. that doesn't mean that it isn't important, but what I want to say is it's just you, of course, should not do these things or reduce bad consumptions as much as you can, but it's not enough. And this is only the starting point. If everybody would reduce these things by zero, it's not yet enough. We still have a climate crisis and it's a global crisis. And these kind of global problems, we can only tackle if we take political action, especially because we have a very, very, very limited time frame. Our most important project for the next years, together with all of you guys, will be to change, really make a deep change in the political direction we go at the moment. We basically have 10 years to get onto a new direction, and it's a huge challenge because I'm very sure that if we would do an election or like make a vote about these topics within this content tent, there would be a large majority to go into a good direction, and maybe if we would be representative for the world, for the whole world, we would tackle the climate crisis in the next 10 years. But we're not the whole world, and many people in the world are thinking in a different way, or they just don't know about this yet. Even in Germany and our other European, Western, very educated countries, it's very hard. Like, we're very far away from everybody being convinced about we have to do something. Many people just want to do business as usual because it's nice. It's nice, and it's not nice to think about political change. So the baseline is we have to engage in a political way. It's not like we young people, like I'm 22, of course in the environmental movements there are older or younger people than me, but it's not like we're not the first people to think about these topics. People from the 80s, 90s, even earlier were thinking about these things. There were demonstrations always, but it was not enough. So Extinction Rebellion, as well as Ende Gelände, as well as many other movements, change their strategies because it's urgent. We only have 10 years to change fundamentally. And this is why we say we stop doing only normal protests. We stop making only registered demonstrations on the streets. We still do that, of course, but we do more. We do civil disobedience. Ziviler Ungehorsam, this is our strategy. We really want to disturb the everyday life. Very briefly, Extinction Rebellion, as well as other movements, are getting into this civil disobedience pretty much at the moment. Over the last month, there were many, many, many actions all over the world. It's not like an European thing or in German or in England thing. Extinction Rebellion is an English climate movement, but there are similar movements doing the same thing. And the idea is always we disturb the everyday life. We go to the streets, we go to the main and capital cities, and we take it over. We just take it for at least one day, an afternoon, or better, for many days. Go there, go to the streets, make the streets a big, inclusive and warm, welcoming area where we get into discussions, get into talks with all the people, because we are already convinced, but our climate change political engagement must be about talking to many, many more people, talking to politicians. So we have to be visible, we have to be super visible in all the important media all around the world. And the next step when we're going to do this, and I hope to see everybody you there, is our International Rebellion number 2. We already had an international rebellion going on in April, and it was big. Google it. We took over London, very, very important spots in London and other cities in the world as well, for over 1 week. Nobody who lived there could get around it. Like, everybody knows, okay, there's an important topic to act on. But we're going to do that again, and I would really invite you to join the movements. Don't stop with changing your everyday life by reducing your meat consumption or plastic consumption. Become active, talk to other people, because only if we do it all together, we are able to change the public opinion and the society. we need all of you, and we need all of you to talk to everybody around you every day. This is how we need to act. And one last comment maybe on that, especially because we're here on Fusion. It is a very comfortable thing and a very natural thing to many of us to stay within bubbles. The Fusion is a great, super beautiful bubble, but when it comes to climate change, because this is such a global topic and a global problem, we are only going to make a difference if we break out of our bubbles, if we talk to other people, especially when they are not in the same, you know, part of political spectrum. Start talking and start cooperating with other people that are maybe not so leftish than you are. It's super important. And this is why Extinction Rebellion goes in front of many other movements saying, like, okay, we are not going to stop with gathering and mobilizing all the nice left-oriented, like left political friends of us that we always gather anyways, but we're gonna mobilize the whole society. Let's talk to everybody, let's convince everybody. It's harder, it's more complicated, and it's maybe not always nice, especially when it comes to talking to conservative people, but it's a challenge. And they need to vote for this idea in the end as well, because only if we, you know, only if we convince everybody, are we gonna have like democratic parties to work on this in a good direction. Thank you very much, and I'm very open for questions.
Thank you, Geoff. We have some word alerts, and let's say Wortmeldungen. Well, how do you translate it to English? Comments.
I really recommend questions. The videos from Extinction Rebellion, from the Rebellion Week. They are awesome. I recommend your videos from the Extinction Rebellion Week, and you have to join a die-in once. You have to do it. It's awesome. Yes?
I want to say something about talking to other people. Because I think for many of us it's very hard, for example, to talk to our families or people. It's often the point in families. I think many people know that. And also in our friendships, it's getting very hard to talk about these things because people feel like we are angry of them or something like that. And we need to remember that if we want to be understood as humans with our fears, we should talk to the other people so they can understand us. So it's not only for the climate, it's also something we do for ourselves. And we have tools to go into these conversations, like in German it's gewaltfreie Kommunikation. Communication without fighting to each other is possible. And there are many informations on the internet for arguing with other people and without showing them that let them feel that we are angry or something like that. Because if we only talk about facts and not about what somebody is doing wrong or something, and with the movement which is coming up in our heads behind and all the we heard from the newspapers, people get very open-minded. Because if you talk about facts, they don't feel personally touched. And then you have to show how in your lives you change these things and that you feel well with that and that you're happy with that. And this is the most important, that you, I don't know, dance around and say that it's so cool not to use this and not to use that and do things in the other way, because then other people see, wow, this is cool, this makes happy, what is she doing? So that she's happy. And we have many possibilities. That's just what I wanted to say. Don't be afraid to get in touch with other people.
I'm afraid we're running out of time, but
yeah,
is there...
we're just gonna take the three words and then finish.
I kind of wanted to talk about the same thing, about how you talk to other people. But I think she said it pretty nicely. So I would like to add something to all of this? Because I'm concerned about the climate change, but I'm more concerned about how we live at this moment outside of this bubble, and also sometimes inside of this bubble. And this is a... Well, I believe it's all the same. It's the same problem. And so how to talk to other people and how to talk to yourself, for me, it's a spiritual... I mean, it sounds now a bit ridiculous when I say it, but it has to come with some kind of a process from within. It has to be about connection to yourself and to your heart. Otherwise, and another thing I wanted to say, I was thinking about yesterday because I was quite upset of the conversation yesterday. So, okay, fighting is one thing. I don't really like this word. I prefer resistance. But I think at the same time, it should come with building new systems for life. And it should have the same, even more, value, especially when you talk to people that don't really see things as you do, because it's only opinions. They, you know, change.
So you mean we should be creating systems that are more fact-based? Yeah, how do we know that? I mean, I think every person on this world has some kind of a concept that is good for life. And some people has the power to do it, and they are ruining our lives. But in their heads, this is what's good for life. So, yeah. Mm. We will not talk, we will just, I think, save the planet at once and stop the daily life and just go out to the streets, and then we're running out of time and we have to act really, really quick. We're using this environment, this pretty place, to really convey the message that it's not only on professionals to do that, but it's also on each and every one of us. For now, we run out of time. I would like to thank all our guests, and Elena, of course, and the technic crew, and the camera people. And you also as audience, because we enjoyed this discussion, and there were a lot of suggestions and points.
The best point here is peace, not war.
Yeah. Okay.
Final sentence from you? Okay.
Yeah. Let's have a last word from each group. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, and then we are done.
Okay, I start. We are running out of time. Point.
Yes. Okay, so if you go back to your cities, I think for most of us, you will find very easy access to groups. There are Extinction Rebellion groups. Many cities, there are Ende Gelände groups or other climate working groups. It can be hard to start activism if you have never done it, but just like maybe ask a friend if you can go together, and don't feel like in the first day it can be, when you're there for the first time, it can be sometimes a bit overwhelming or many new things, but if you stay for a bit longer and go a second or a third time, then you will easily know other people. And generally, I think in the climate movement, we are quite open to new people. So you are happily invited to come. And 2 days, dates that just are very close to here geographically and in terms of time. So from tomorrow on, the climate camp in Czech Republic starts against Lignite. It's near Prague. And then 1 week later, or 1.5 weeks later, the climate camp in Poland starts, and it's also against Lignite, and they're fighting against a very right-wing government, and it's near Konin, so not far from the German border, not far from Poznan, and they would be very happy if people come there to support them in their struggle.
Can we keep it into 1 minute?
Yeah, just to say, check the websites of the different groups, find out what it is that you want to start
working on or what you want to be involved in, have a look at their website, have a look at where the local groups are, see if you can attend some of the meetings, be willing to have conversations with people, be willing to have difficult conversations with people, and start to see where you want to put your efforts. If you can volunteer a few hours a week, if you can volunteer loads of time, if you can just do 1 week a year at the moment at Climate Camp for an action or helping with a group, that helps. So don't feel like you can't do anything. You can do something about it, and you can get involved and mobilize with people who are in your region or who are near you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would love to invite you to join Extinction Rebellion as a movement. Even if you're already part of one of the other movements, I think this is totally not contradictory at all. I think the climate movements have to work together in a crazy good way to really make change. Extinction Rebellion, as I told you, is a super fresh movement. All over the world, it only started beginning of this year, and we are already crazy professional, and it's a crazy nice environment to engage in, to engage in political activism. So join your local group. You will be surprised how many of local groups there are. Already over 30 in Germany, all over the 60, crazy, okay, yeah, I don't even have the up-to-date information. In other countries as well. So go there, get in touch. It's super colorful, diverse, open-minded, warm, welcoming groups. For the Berlin group, because many Berlin people are here, I got an email newsletter list, so put your email address in and you will get all the information. But most importantly, as I told you before very quickly, we have our International Rebellion, and this means that in many cities around the world, and important cities, including London, Paris, Amsterdam, Berlin, and many others all over the world, we will, from 7th of October, block these cities. That means civil disobedience in the city center with thousands and thousands of people, colorful, with music, with parties on the streets. It's going to be crazy, and we're going to get into this discussion. Nobody can close their eyes off this one. So join this rebellion. This is going to be amazing. If you don't feel like having the time to get engaged on a weekly basis in your local group, it's still super important to come to action. So register, stay in touch, and look what's going on. This is super important. And the 7th of October action will be the end of a long time of actions, as we heard before, because on 20th of September, the time of climate action starts already with the international strike, including pupils and workers and so on. And all the days are going to be full of strikes until 7th of October. So welcome you there, and I will be happy to see you there. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Geoff. Thank you. Okay. One more time. Do you hear me?
Hello?
One more reminder about the global strike on the 20th of September this year. Please come in, please be there. And one more thing about today's event is that we are filming now. We have filmed this event, and when you go back to your places, please look it up on content.fusion-festival.de or media.ccc.de. You will find the video here. Please share it, and please talk about it with your families, with your friends, with everyone you see, because it is actually a much better conversation opener than, hi, how are you? Hi, how are we gonna save the planet? So, thank you. And thanks again for the guests. And this is the end of our content program. I would like to thank everyone who worked on the organization and the technic and the cameras. You were great. And of course, for everyone who came and was engaged and participated in our events. And hopefully see you next year. with your new ideas and with new concepts, and hopefully we will be talking about 2019 as, yeah, it was the year where we slowed down just a little bit the climate change. Thank you, and have a nice rest of the fusion.